The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It's Wednesday, January 22nd. We are already midweek. So happy to have you guys here. A lot coming up on the show this morning, and to get to that, but another cold one this morning. This cold weather, I am just not built for it. I was born and raised in Colorado and dealt with it every winter, but I don't know, something happened when I moved here and my blood thinned out and I've just chilled to the bone this morning.
Freezing. When I walked out of my apartment, I've been wearing my masks, like my face masks that we used to wear all the time during the pandemic, and they've been coming in handy for these mornings because my face is so cold.
Yeah, it's like it really is bone chilling cold, and I was thinking about bringing a space heater here into the station because I'm just so chilly in this studio. You're bundled up in my jacket. I had gloves in my pocket and I was like, where are my gloves? Oh my gosh, they're gone. So I'm like freezing this morning.
Wait, you lost your gloves? That's the worst.
I know. I think they're in another jacket, actually. I think I switched jackets for something and I think I put them in those pockets. And so I was thinking about that when I was driving in this morning. I'm like, oh, I left them in that other jacket.
And I don't know if our engineers will allow us space heaters. I have to ask, because I remember when I worked in radio in San Diego, they had big glass windows. During the mornings, it would be freezing. And the engineers there, they like, no space heaters. It's a hazard. So I don't know.
Forgiveness, not permission. We don't need to ask. Let's just grab them, bring them in. And then if it's an issue, then we'll take them away.
Just,
you know?
Do it.
Yeah, please don't ask him if it's okay. I just want to bring it in and get warm. So how you doing this morning?
I'm good. The big thing in my house yesterday was my husband went back to work in the office for the first time after like 5 years.
Oh my gosh, he has to like deal with other people and all that stuff.
And now that he's gotten promoted, he's a recruiter. So he has to do interviews face to face every day. And I was so excited to hear about his day. And he goes, no kidding, it's exhausting being back to work face to face because you have to, you know, it's more work interacting with people face to face than on a screen. So I was wondering how that was going to work for him. He goes, it's exhausting, but I love it.
Oh, good.
He's a people person. He loves being in front of people. So he's happy to be back in the office. He has his own office. So he's taking a picture. He goes, I need a plant here. I need to go. I need to put my cords here. And he goes, can you steal stuff from work for me to get, like,
we don't have anything here. What is he expecting? We don't have plants here.
He's like little things. Like, do you guys have duct tape? I'm like, duct tape? I don't know. So I'm like, I'm not going to steal stuff from my work to go into your
work.
Yeah,
that's a great way to lose your job. And then you'll be the only one working out of the office. Great idea.
No kidding. But other than that, that was the big thing in my house. What about you? How's it going?
It was good. It was a busy day yesterday. I was here kind of late. I had a couple of Zoom meetings I had to take care of, worked at the TV station yesterday, and then I got home and my husband was gone. Brooklyn was gone. He had taken her to practice. And so I was all by myself. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take a shower now, get in my pajamas, and then I'll do my work. And so I was all by myself, shower, took the longest shower, just really like nice, get out, do my work. And I was all done by like 8 o'clock last night, and I went upstairs, I got in bed, and I just read for like an hour until they got home. It was so nice. I cannot tell you the last time that happened. So I read, no TV on, no distractions, phone was put away. And so it was really nice. They got home and my husband's like, are you okay? Are you sick? And I was like, no, I'm fine. He's like, what, why are you in bed already? Why are you reading a book? I'm like, because it sounded nice. Jeez.
Because this is the new me. I'm now reading books.
Self-care, man. And yeah. I'm reading that Let Them theory book from Mel Robbins. And it's just, Man, it's really kind of just shifting my perspective on how I have just been putting all this pressure on myself to try to control what other people do. And in the end of the day, you do not have any control over that.
I'm so happy for you. I really think that book was like, things happen in your life and people give you things and gift you things. You're like, huh? And then you start to kind of get into the thing that maybe that someone gifted you or whatever. And I think that book really, really helped.
Well,
you in the long run.
I needed it. This was the time that I needed it, if any. And so, yeah, it's definitely been good and kind of, you know, letting me not put so much pressure on myself like I have in the past. So I'm enjoying it so far. I'm about like a quarter of the way through, but I made some good traction last night. So it was really, really good. If you're looking for a good read, a good self-help read that will definitely shift your perspective, that is the one. So yeah, it was a good night. We're ready for the show today. We've got a lot going on. We've got your Sheryl Crow tickets coming up here shortly after six. Our phones are working.
They're working, okay, yes.
Yeah, we were having phone issues yesterday and we got an email last night saying phones aren't working, so I just called and I'm like, oh, they're working. So yeah, we'll be doing that with Heads Up in the 6 o'clock hour this morning. Also, we have Beat Mercedes at 7. That is happening. $250 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers up for grabs. 7:30, the Mega Minute on the way with your tickets to see David Spade and Nikki Glaser. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, I actually switched that up. I'm sorry. Daniel Tosh in the 6 o'clock hour, Sheryl Crow in the 8 o'clock hour. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I was like, you're right. No, yeah, we switched it up. This morning.
Daniel Tosh tickets coming up. Let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana? Here, Pony by Ginuwine. Or do you want to hear Heaven by DJ Sammy? Choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I had to stop by Target yesterday on the way home and pick up a couple of things. I had to get a couple of birthday cards and a birthday present for my friend's kid and just a couple of other things that I needed. And I was there and I was in the line just, you know, kind of not trying to be nosy, but just noticing what other people had in their carts. And the lady in front of me had so much stuff. Like, it was filled and it was all Valentine's Day stuff. Just like, there was the actual plastic buckets in there and there was like stuffed animals and Valentine's Day themed clothes, you know, like Target makes those for like kids.
Yeah.
And like candy and toys. And I thought for sure this lady is a teacher. Like, she's getting stuff for her classroom and she's going to make a really cool Valentine's Day party for the kids. So she and I make eye contact and I just kind of smiled and I looked at her cart and I go, are you a teacher? Is that all for your class? And I should not have said anything. This is why I hate making small talk, because I always end up feeling like an idiot. And she goes, oh no, it's for my two kids. And I just, I must have had a weird look on my face. I think I looked like surprised. I go, like, oh. And she goes, yeah, they're spoiled. I make Valentine's Day baskets for them every Valentine's Day. And then we do a huge scavenger hunt in the house for prizes. And she's just telling me all this stuff that she does. And she was showing me, like, those buckets that she had are the baskets. So she fills up. She had two of them. She fills them up with stuffed animals and clothes and all that stuff that I saw, and like wraps it up. And then they do scavenger hunts. And I'm like, I couldn't stop thinking about it on the way home. Like, am I the worst parent ever? I never have done anything like that for my kids for Valentine's Day.
No, first of all, okay, I don't know where this mom has the time to do a Valentine's Day scavenger.
Good for her, though.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you have the time, maybe if she's a stay-at-home mom, maybe if she homeschools her kid. But honestly, the average mom is not going out and doing that. Maybe I'm misspeaking because I'm not a mom. But my mom, my dad, no one in my family ever did anything like that for me. Maybe they'd give me a little chocolate here and there, like, hey, this was on sale because of Valentine's Day. But moms, I just don't think they're out there doing that for their kids. It might be, to me, a little too much for Valentine's Day.
That's what I wondered. Like, does everyone do Valentine's Day like that in your family? I thought it was really cool. I was like, oh my gosh, I felt like, oh, why didn't I do this? I was really like disappointed in myself. But Valentine's Day isn't like a primary holiday in our family. It's like you said, we give them some candy. Maybe they get like a little trinket or something and a Valentine, and that's it. And I'm looking at this stuff. I'm like, this lady is brilliant. Look at all this stuff. Does anyone else do that? Is Valentine's Day turning into a holiday that we're doing too much? I mean, I just remember exchanging Valentine's Day, writing out little Valentines and putting them in each other's boxes at school and getting treats and stuff. And I always thought it was really cool. But what does everyone do for that? We just got a text here. It says, my mom always gives us something like chocolate, a stuffed animal, and a card. Yeah, that's kind of like what we've done. This one says, I'm 47. My parents did that for me and two younger brothers. I dropped the ball.
No, you did not. No,
horrible.
Valentine's Day is just an extra holiday that America wants us to spend more money on. I really don't think you're doing fine, Mercedes. You have three things in December: your husband's birthday, your daughter's birthday, and Christmas. You don't have another thing that you need to add onto your list as a mom. You're fine.
I have January off. I'm going to go full force in February. I'm telling you, that is what I have to do.
Well, January's already 5 years long, so maybe you do have time.
Yeah, I've got plenty of time. I'm back to Target I go. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is so good to have you guys here. It is Wednesday, January 22nd, 6:05. And, I sense some sadness on the part of you, Steph. What happened? You're so sad this morning.
I had to part ways with something in my life that was loved dearly. And you know how much I love this thing. My Apple Watch. It's over. The relationship between me and my Apple Watch is done.
You broke up with your Apple Watch yesterday?
Yep. This past weekend, actually. It's been a few days. And it's been a little... It's been hard because every day it's been my go-to thing. I look at it all the time. And now I had to say goodbye for a big reason. And it's because I was getting rashes from it. Really bad rashes. And I couldn't understand what was going on. I would clean my Apple Watch. I would do everything I could for my Apple Watch. And then I realized, I read this article, that some smartwatches, there's some chemicals that come out and go into your skin. And I said, this is it. I have to part ways with it. It's giving my skin really bad things. Like, Jay, I know you can see me. Oh, I have this huge scar from it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And
that's from the watch?
That's from my Apple Watch.
Ooh. It's like burning into your skin?
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
It does. It looks like a burn mark. So I was like, there's nothing else to do about it. It's either my health or stick with the Apple Watch that I love.
I wear an Apple Watch. I have zero problems with it.
Yeah.
Nothing has happened to me. I wonder what it is. Maybe your skin is just super sensitive.
It is. And I've had sensitive skin since I was born. I can remember. So now I'm going through this process of like elimination of just trying to get my skin better. Doesn't help that we're in a very dry climate as well.
Oh,
so,
man. They need to make some sort of like Apple Watch protector that you can wear on your wrist and then put the watch over that so you can still wear it and get the benefits from it. Because I love my Apple Watch. Ugh. I mean, it reminds me to stand. Oh, I hate it when I'm doing something and they're like, are you running? And I'm like, no.
Sometimes I'll catch...
Rude, I was eating.
I'll catch Mercedes like shaking her arm trying to get her stand.
I know. I'm like, I gotta get my stand going here. Like, what's going on here?
So that me, Apple Watch, since 2018, 2018 to 2025. I love you, babe. But we had to go.
It was a good run. It was a good run. We have a lot coming up on the show this morning. In just a few minutes, we have your tickets for you to check out Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan with an early edition of Heads Up. But on the way next, we have what's trending. Justin Baldoni releases a video that he says shows he was nothing but a pro towards Blake Lively. And now he's launching a website with more evidence. We have details coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively trending again this morning. It just keeps getting worse and worse with these two, man. Justin Baldoni's legal team, they plan to launch a website to share evidence to counter Blake Lively's claims of sexual harassment and retaliation on the It Ends With Us set. It was in response to her December 20th complaint. And Baldoni's team, they released some footage. I don't know if you guys saw it yesterday, of the actors joking on the set. It showed moments that Blake actually referenced in her accusation. And it shows that they were doing this slow motion dance scene for the movie, and they were joking out of character. In the footage, you can see her joking about possibly getting spray tan on him, and he laughs and he says, "Ah, it smells good." And like, they were having a good time. The video is meant to push back on the claims that things were uncomfortable and that he made inappropriate advances on her during the scene. He recently filed a $400 million lawsuit against her and her husband, saying that they defamed him, they are extorting him, and her legal team maintains her claims are supported by concrete facts, calling the situation a case of illegal harassment and retaliation.
I saw the video and it is so innocent. It's as if it looks like they're just acting, and the sweet things that were happening during that moment was very just platonic. And I think at one point he even says, "Oh, you and Ryan are such a cute couple," or something like that. And like, he brings up his wife Emma, and I just did not see any type of harassment or whatever in that video. And he's coming out with receipts. He's playing chess right now. So I don't know how Blake's feeling at this moment.
Well, she says that video shows that she was uncomfortable, and she didn't look uncomfortable to me. She looked like everything was fine. But just with the two of them, it just is such a bummer, because I really enjoyed that movie. I thought it was a really good movie, and now there's definitely not going to be a sequel. There's no way.
Are they able to recast? Or are they able to get a new director? Like, is there other options?
I'm sure, but I really like the team, work that they did together on that.
It's just it's so sad with the meaning and the message behind this movie to end this way. I hate when we say that, because It Ends With Us. It's just so ironic.
Yeah, it really is. Oh. So that is what's trending. All right. Time to win. We are doing an early edition of Heads Up this morning, and we have a pair of tickets for you to see Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan right now. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these Daniel Tosh tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Jan, good morning. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
Woohoo! I am. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. We've got your Daniel Tosh tickets here for you. He's going to be over at the Cosmopolitan. You just got to win Heads Up. Pick a category. Do you want to go with sweatpants, squirrels, or typewriter?
Let's do sweatpants.
Sweatpants it is. International Sweatpants Day was yesterday, and these are all different articles of clothing, okay?
All right, let's do this.
All right, we are ready. Get that time on the clock.
Let's do it. All right, Mercedes and Jan, your 60 seconds, it starts now.
You put these on your feet before your shoes.
Socks.
Yes, you would probably wear this on a cold day instead of a regular shirt. You'd wear one of these.
A jacket.
No, it's like
a sweater.
Yes. This is what you would wear maybe when you work out, long, like Lululemon.
Leggings.
Yes. This is, they're made out of denim. They're Levi's.
Jeans.
Yes. This is a type of shirt that goes all the way up and, you.
Turtleneck.
Yes. This is what you would play or wear while you're playing soccer, maybe.
Fleece.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Wow.
Jan, you are on it. It's so early and you are like wide awake. I love it. Congratulations. You
Thank
are
you.
Going to see Daniel Tosh over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Good morning, guys.
Yeah. Good morning to you. Hang on the line. We've got a lot coming up. We'll get to more of that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever fallen victim to a pyramid scheme? Sometimes you go in under the guise of like, oh, my friend's having a party and invited me over. And then you get there and you're like, oh, and it sounds like you got that. You welcome to the club, Steph. I think it's happened to all of us.
I got lured. It was my best friend, too. And he goes, hey, I'm having a spa party at my house. I'm like, duh, I'll be there. I get there and there's a ton of people that I don't know, but I know that they're his friends. I'm like, okay. And then there's this like chair set up around the kitchen table. And he's like, you guys got to check out these skincare products. And then his friend comes out that is dressed up kind of like in a blazer and he's super friendly. He goes, yeah, you guys got to try this lotion. And then you're like, if you have extra dry skin, so and so and so forth. And they're selling the skincare products. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe he's here to, you know, maybe I'll just buy some lotions or whatever. Next thing you know, he comes out with a presentation and says, hey, if you want to be your own boss, start recruiting now. The more people that you start recruiting, the more money you'll make.
The more money he'll make.
Yeah.
Once you start recruiting, he's going to make money off those people.
I was so upset. I said, I don't believe I just fell for a spa party to be a really, it was a pyramid scheme. And after that, I stuck through the whole presentation because he was my best friend. But man, oh man, I'll never forget my spa day.
Did you buy stuff?
Nope, I didn't buy anything.
Really?
No.
See, my friend did that. And it was like, hey, you know, a bunch of us are meeting at this restaurant. Come and see, come. It's going to be so much fun. And I was like, okay. She's like, oh, and I'm going to bring some of the new like skincare line that I'm working with. And I'm like, okay. So I go and it's all like set up and like there's balloons and I'm like, oh, okay. I get it. So I bought, and it's one of those things where it was a monthly thing that they just keep. So I got my first order and then I canceled it and immediately, like within minutes, got a text from her. Hey, I noticed that you canceled your order. Is everything okay with the products? I'm like, yeah, everything's great. I don't think I need this much product.
Yeah.
And it was just so awkward. And I feel like our friendship went downhill after that. I want to support my friends, but I just didn't need the stuff, you know?
Yeah, and I don't want to be, yeah, is this our friendship based off a scheme now or what? It's a messy gray area.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. Have you ever been a part of like a pyramid scheme or you felt like you kind of got duped into buying something?
Close, super close. So a family friend actually invited me to a nail party. And it sounds great, right? Like a nail party. So of course you're going to want to go. Well, as soon as they say, yeah, you know, come by this time, it'd be nice because you could learn how to make some extra money. I was like, no, thank you. Oh. I don't have time for parties after all. Unfortunately, we coach our kids soccer, but thank you for thinking of me, though.
That's a nice way to do it. It's like I want to support my friends. I do. I'm just trying to make money, but at the same time, I don't want to buy needless stuff. You know?
No, not at all.
I went to one of those business opportunity meetings, like you, Steph, and they said, "Do you want to be your own boss?" And I'm like, "Okay, sure, okay." And then it ended me. I was like Googling, "Is selling diet shakes to your friends a scam?" And I was like, "Oh, lesson learned. I'm out."
It's diet shakes.
It was like this fitness thing, and I'm like, no, I'm out.
Did you try the diet shake? Was it good?
No, I literally just got up and left. I was like, this is a scam. I'm out.
It's your friend, though.
I'm sorry. I told him that.
I don't know. I'm torn. I just feel like at least stay in support and be upfront. Like, hey, I don't need diet shakes and I don't really want to be my own boss. Like, I'm my own boss already. Yeah. You know? I don't need that. But I'm really torn on that. Do you think you're a bad friend if you put your friends on the spot like that? Or do you think you're a bad friend if you don't help support your friends?
I think you're a bad friend if you're not straight up with them and honest with them. Like,
exactly.
I think, hey, honestly, as much as I love you and as much as I support you, I just don't think this business and what you're doing is for me. I do think, honestly, are you being brainwashed? Do you right. need help? Blink twice. Like, that's what I'm coming from.
Tell me
from.
The truth, man.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to scam me. I'm your boy. Come on. What the hell?
But I also think, like, sometimes people are just like trying to do their best, and if they're trying to make some money on it, they're probably thinking, you know who will help me out? My friends. I'll invite them to this spa party and they'll help me out. You know, it's if I were to invite you guys to my house and like have a spa party, now I'm like, well, now I know you two wouldn't want to be a part of it. You guys wouldn't want to help support me.
Don't invite me. Yeah, don't even think of me.
I see how it is. It's a one-way relationship because I would come to your party.
Okay, yes, but if I'm not over here doing pyramid schemes, Mercedes.
Yet. Not yet. Oh, not yet. You never know.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. So this morning, if you are one of those people that loves to use their Venmo, I've got an airline for you to check out. It's JetBlue. You can pay for your next flight the same way you paid your friend back for that cup of coffee last week. JetBlue just started accepting Venmo. Their press release says, just Venmo us. But you obviously can't just shoot them cash and, you know, put a little airplane emoji on there or anything.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah, you still have to go through the motions, choose your flight. There is a new option to pay using your Venmo balance. They're doing it to get more customers, presumably younger customers, and they say that adding Venmo offers a seamless payment option for customers who enjoy the ease and convenience of the Venmo platform. It's already available through their website, and they're adding it to their app in coming months, so just another way to pay.
So okay. Smart.
I'm having some concerns about this because with Venmo, when you have a balance, you can either do it instant or you could do it up to 3 business days, right? What if it takes, like, let's say I have that money in my account, I have 500 bucks or whatever, and then I do the instant, that takes away money from me. Because if you do it instant, you get like 10%. So you're losing money if you do it instant. I think JetBlue might be losing money by doing this with Venmo, is what I'm just trying to say.
I wonder what they're trying to do from that standpoint. I think they probably already know that, and there's probably going to be some adjustments made for that, probably.
Mm.
I would think.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to lose money.
I just think there's a lot of tweaks that need to be put out with Venmo.
I don't understand what you're saying.
So, for example, you send me 500 bucks. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, darn it, I need that money instantly. In a few minutes, it takes 10% out of that 500.
So of me sending it. Why are you? You're so distracting, Jay.
I'm sorry.
For example, you send me 500 bucks, right?
And then I pay the 10%.
No, I have to pay the 10%. So I'm losing money if I need that money instantly, is what I'm trying to say.
But if it's on my Venmo balance, then it's nothing to either of us, right?
If it's up to 3 business days, it's the full account. It's a full 500 bucks. But if it's instant and you need it now, that takes out a percentage of the $500. It depends, I mean, what JetBlue is going to do in this situation.
Well, I think that's kind of the price you pay for the ease of using Venmo, maybe, instead of having to use a credit card or something. But yeah, just another way to pay. I mean, we're paying fees on everything anyway. So yeah just another added one.
Added up, yep.
Also this morning, can you read cursive? The National Archives is filled with historical documents that are written in cursive, including some that date back more than 200 years. But some of the texts are really difficult to read and understand, particularly for Americans who have never learned cursive in school. And that is why the National Archives says they are now looking for volunteers who can help transcribe and organize their handwritten records. So the program, it's called Citizen Archivist. And if you go to thearchives.com, you can find out more information on how you can get paid to read and translate some of these documents that are written out in cursive.
I would love this. This would be so fun. I love reading cursive.
I still write cursive sometimes. Really? Yeah, I do. I mean, that's just kind of my go-to when I write because it's quicker and I just think it looks better.
I think when you write cards to me, you write in cursive.
Yeah, I do.
I think it's so fun. I thought that was the first print I learned was cursive. And then I didn't learn print. I had to teach myself how to read print.
Do they still teach that now in schools?
It depends on the school. Like my kids learned cursive, but I know I don't know any teachers listening. Is it on the Clark County curriculum? My kids went to a private school for elementary school, so they did have that on their curriculum to learn cursive, but I'm not 100% sure if they still do that in the public schools.
Why do you still need cursive in the first place? I mean, you use everything on your computer now. You don't have to really sign anything. It's only your name.
Well, think about the voting thing this past year. There are a lot of signatures weren't matching driver's license and they weren't accounted for in ballots. So it's very important for people to learn cursive, to write cursive, to read cursive.
But why do we learn the periodic table of elements? It's just knowledge is power, you know? It's like, I'm not using the chemical formulation for whatever. It's just, but that's what I had to learn in school. We just learned that. We're getting a ton of texts. From teachers saying CCSD does not teach cursive.
Yeah,
it just depends on where you go to school. Finally, this morning, we've all heard about how important it is to use a secure password, but it turns out a lot of us don't listen or just don't care. New research suggests your password is probably easier to hack than you realize. There's this new report out and it shows the most commonly used passwords that can easily be hacked. The top most hackable password out there is the word secret. SECRET. That is the number one most hackable password in the US. 123456 is number two. Password is number three. QWERTY123 is number four. And then QWERTY1 is number five. They say overall, when you go with a password, that you need to obviously go with something original. They say that secret landing at number one, it takes less than 1 second for hackers to crack.
I think one time, Mercedes, you had to share one of your passwords with me, and I won't say what it is, but it was a family member's name. And I said, oh, we know who's your favorite family member.
Oh, boy. Thanks for sharing that. It's not hard to guess my family member's name. Appreciate that. Wow. Okay, it is time for Beat Mercedes, your chance to win a $250 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. All you got to do is guess the song faster than I can. And if you do, you will win. We've yet to have a winner this year, but we would love to get one right now. So caller 20 right now. You get to play Beat Mercedes 702-364-9400. It is time for Beat Mercedes. It is a Minden Wednesday. We play Beat Mercedes every day now at this time. And Jasmine, your caller 20.
Yeah, let's go.
Hi.
$250 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Jasmine, how cool would that be to win this morning?
It would be amazing.
Oh, I hope you get it. So all you got to do is guess the song faster than I can. I know you can do it. I'm going to leave the studio and give you a shot at it. So good luck. Okay, Jasmine?
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Mercedes is stepping out of her studio, taking off her headphones. Jasmine, what you up to this morning?
Driving home from taking my kids to school.
Well, shout out your kids' school.
Basic high school.
In Henderson?
Yep.
Yes, awesome. All right, Jasmine, so this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it, so we can stop the clock and see where you're at, and we'll go from there. Okay, Jasmine?
Sounds good.
All right, so the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now. All right, what you got?
That would be, I think it's, Streetlight or something like that by Coldplay.
One more time.
Beat of Light.
What
Beat
light?
Of Light by Coldplay.
Coldplay?
Beat of Light?
Beam of Light by Coldplay is what you said, okay?
No, Speed of Light.
Speed of Light, there you go. All right, I'm writing down your time. I'm not going to tell you if you're right or wrong yet. J-Love's going to bring in Mercedes. Stay on the line, okay, Jasmine?
Okay.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Putting her on hold. Mercedes is entering her studio. And she's here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Good.
Good.
I'm ready.
All right.
Let's do it.
So the next sound that you hear, Mercedes, is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
All right, what you got?
Viva La Vida by Coldplay.
Interesting, okay? So, Jasmine, she also guessed Coldplay.
Okay.
And she stopped the clock at 2.89 seconds.
Oh.
But she guessed the song Speed of Light, Speed of Light, but really...
Speed of Sound.
Speed of Sound. Yes. I'm sorry, I don't know. She said something like that, but she's wrong because you're right. It's Viva La Vida.
Oh, Jasmine, I love Coldplay. I don't think you stood a chance against me on a Coldplay song.
1.31 seconds, Mercedes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jasmine. That's the bad news that you lost. The good news is... $275 diamond pendant. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger with B Mercedes. Tomorrow morning, your chance to win this beautiful diamond pendant, a courtesy of Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mix 94.1. We are looking for our January Teacher of the Month. This is so cool. We love shining a spotlight on the amazing teachers out there. So if you have one that deserves some recognition, you got to let us know about them. Go to our website at mix941.fm, click on the contest tab, and nominate your teacher for Teacher of the Month. The winning teacher by random draw is going to win some really cool stuff. $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Finley Chevrolet. We have another $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, that you could use for the class party, whatever you want to do. And then we have that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. So get those nominations in. Tell us why your teacher or your child's teacher is so amazing. Entries close this Friday. So you got to get those nominations in now. Again, the website, mix941.fm. Under the contest tab, and thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. I feel like this is theft. And granted, it may be petty theft, but theft nonetheless. This happened over the weekend, and it's still bugging me because I think I've been on the theft end of it before. But when you go out to eat and your server brings you the check, and they include a pen with it, do you think it's okay to take the pen?
What kind of pen are we talking about? Are we talking like a regular blue Bic pen or a pen that's marketed with their restaurant on it?
I say any, and maybe the rules change, but we were out to eat over the weekend, and we get the check, and my husband takes the bill, and there's a pen in there, and it is a pen from the restaurant. It's not like really loud with the name of the restaurant on it, but there's just like a subtle little like initial of the restaurant on there. It could have very well been the initial of the server. I forget the server's name, but my husband signs it and then he looks at the pen and he clicks it. He goes, "Ooh, I like this pen. I'm going to take it."
No.
And I go, "You can't take it." And he's like, "Why? It's like advertising for them." And I was like, you don't know. He's like, see, it starts with a whatever letter and the name of this restaurant is whatever letter. I go, yeah, but that's the server's pen. And he's like,
Yeah, but it's the restaurant. They can have, you know, as many pens as they want. And I said, that's not how it works. I used to wait tables and I hated when customers would steal my pens. I would have like 3 pens for the night. And then they decided that they were going to take my pens. It's like, oh, and then I'm like running around trying to find more pens. Do you think it's okay to take the pen when your server brings you a check at the restaurant?
Absolutely not. No. If she says, hey, you know what? Sign your check and you can have the pen if you want it. Yeah, okay, then I'll take the pen. But I'm not going to just take her pen. Then she's got to go get another pen. That's not right. No.
What, even if it's branded for the restaurant?
No. If it was branded for the restaurant, she goes, hey, we got all these pens here.
But who says that? Who really? Have you had a server say, like, take my pen?
Then don't take the pen.
I say take the pen.
No.
Yes. And this is the reason why, especially if it's a pen that's marketed for the restaurant or even hotel pens. I love those pens because either when I'm writing on it, I'm like, ooh, I like the way it writes. Or it's just good advertising for the company. Like Matt says, if I have a Hilton pen or whatever and I like it and I'm like, oh my God, this is my favorite pen. Oh, where'd you get it? From the Hilton. It's so smart for the business to want their customers to grab pens and take it out of the business because it's free advertising for them.
They'll have a box that says, hey, here's some free pens for you. Why don't you grab one of these pens and take one with you? Why don't they just do that then? What makes you think that you can, I can just take this pen because it says the hotel on there. Come on.
No. I think they're doing it. They're doing it subconsciously and they're being really smart about it.
Let's talk to Myra. Myra, good morning. What do you think? Is it okay to steal the pen or no?
I say take it. You know why? They're ready. They're prepared for it. We don't have one or two pens that we have a day. We have boxes of them. And you know what? Some people take it for memory. Some people take it, hey, you know what? I like this restaurant so much. I want to remember which restaurant this was. And it could be a little souvenir for them. Or if they're on vacation, they take a pen. It costs the company pretty much pennies. It really doesn't affect the business, but it does gives us a promotion for the company or the restaurant or the business that we're in. If they take it, trust me, we will not miss a pen. If you guys take a pen with the name of it, I promise.
I disagree. I remember like having those pens and like, please don't take my pens. We didn't have boxes in the back. I mean, maybe your place did and that's awesome. I wish ours did, but literally I would like ask someone, can I borrow your pen? I had mine stolen. If it's a hotel, I think it's different. Like the hotels will usually leave like a little notepad with a pen there. I feel like that is meant for you to take. It's kind of like the shampoo. If you want that, you can take that. But if I'm like, hey, sign this check, please. Taking my pen? Oh my gosh. Now I have to go find another one. And I just don't feel like that is okay. Let's ask Dan what he thinks here. 702-364-9400. Dan, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So nowadays, servers have to pay for their own pen. So they go and they buy a pen that they like, that writes well, and they're willing to share it with the guest. But then the guest steals it. And now, like you said, We're scrounging for pens. It's like the companies don't do that at the restaurants nowadays.
Yeah, everybody's so much cheaper. It's trying to save some money, and they're making you buy your own pens. I totally get it.
Don't you feel bad now, Steph?
No, I don't feel bad because that's on the company's responsibility to provide pens. Absolutely, Jay here at the radio station. You guys provide us pens. We have Mix 94.1 pens. I'm grateful for that. That's on the company's responsibility to provide pens.
Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I worked at a hotel and had plenty of pens. You can have as many pens as you want.
The pens for the hotel, like when you're checking out and stuff and give them one of those?
Correct. I wouldn't just offer it, but if somebody asked for it or if they kept it, I'd find another pen. No big deal.
But there's other pens. There's pens in your hotel room, right? So why don't you just take those instead of the ones at the front desk?
Maybe they forgot to take the one in their room. And when they check out, there's a pen available for them because they've got to sign their receipt or something. You know, back in the day, I don't think we really do that much anymore.
Yeah. Right. I'm taking the pens from the room. I'm taking the pens from the front desk. I don't care. If I like the pen, I'm taking the pen.
So are you taking the painting off the wall if you like the painting on the wall?
Okay, now
it's in there.
No, let's not go overboard.
Anthony, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. If you can tell it's a high-end pen or a really nice pen, you should ask the server before you take his pen. I mean,
Thank
it
you.
Should be a personal item. However, the pens from the hotels, I worked in the hotel industry for years, and we had boxes and boxes of those pans, and they were meant to be taken. We wanted people to know where they stayed, or, you know, basically the free advertisement.
Yeah, I like that. And I'll take those pens. I think that those are fair game. Those are meant for you to take, just like the shampoo, the lotion. You can take all that stuff, but, like, here's the check. I'm going to take your pen. Oh, I also like this, like, check holder. I'm going to take this, too. This looks, like, really
we're
nice.
We're talking about
oh,
pens.
What about your shirt? Your shirt looks beautiful.
No.
I want your shirt. Give me your shirt.
Don't go overboard, Mercedes.
Seriously. Take it to someone's... Yeah, where's the line?
The line draws when you draw that line with a pen.
Well, I can't draw a line because you took my pen. I can't draw it. All right. It is time to win. We've got your tickets right now to see David Spade and Nikki Glaser. It's time for the Mega Minute.
We've got
10 questions, 60 seconds. Answer all 10 of them correct in that time, and you will win. Caller 20 gets to try to beat the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Good morning. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
We are great. You're caller 20. You get to play the Mega Minute. We've got these tickets for David Spade and Nikki Glaser. It's going to be a great show over at the Venetian. You just got to answer these 10 questions in 60 seconds. I know you can do this, Lena. You feeling good this morning?
Going good.
Okay, good. Let's do it then.
All right, Lena, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Nirvana had the hit song Smells Like What?
Teen Spirit.
Yes. Toucan Sam is the mascot for what cereal?
Loose.
Yes. When it comes to movies, what does PG stand for?
Parental guidance.
Yes. What is Winnie the Pooh's favorite treat?
Honey.
Yes. The three Earth zodiac signs are Capricorn, Virgo, and what?
Taurus.
Yes. Groundhog Day is celebrated in what month?
March. February.
Yes. What ocean is located between North America and Europe?
Atlantic.
Yes. Where does Peter Pan live?
Neverland.
Yes. How many justices serve on the United States Supreme Court?
Seven.
No. What city? Six. No. What city is known as the City of Angels?
Los Angeles.
Yes. How many justices serve?
Nine.
Yeah!
Oh my God!
We have conquered the Mega Minute!
We gotta know who's the sidekick in this because he was killing it.
Yeah. Who's your partner?
That was
one more time, Lena.
That was my husband, Dave.
Dave, way to go. That's all about teamwork, you guys. Congratulations. We finally have a winner this year of the Mega Minute. Just a great job working together on that one. Got two. Go ahead, Steph.
I was going to say she was struggling a little bit on the how many justices served, but they made it in time. And I'm so, oh my, that made me so happy.
We've got two tickets for you to see David Spade and Nikki Glaser on March 21st at the Venetian. Congratulations.
We're so excited.
That's going to be so much fun, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Hopefully, we could have two winners in a row. That would be fabulous with the Mega Minute, 7:30 tomorrow morning right here on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Multiple wildfires broke out in San Diego County early yesterday, prompting evacuation orders, school closures, power shutoffs, while officials in L.A. remain on high alert amid strong winds and really, really dry conditions. Crews responded to three small brush fires overnight in northern San Diego County. The Lilac Fire, which is the largest of the fires, grew to 80 acres, triggered evacuations in Bonsall, which is a small community about 45 minutes north of San Diego. That fire has displaced 86 residents and damaged structures. There's the Pala Fire, which is north of the city of Pala Mesa. That's burned 17 acres of land, and firefighters managed to stop the forward progress of the blaze. Another brush fire, which is being called the Riverview Fire, burned only 1 acre of land before firefighters contained it.
It was so scary. A lot of my friends and family live in San Diego, and I was scrolling through Instagram stories, and I saw my friend filming a fire from her patio, and I'm like, wait, is this LA? And I'm like, no, she lives in northern San Diego. Luckily, everything was fine and contained. It didn't get too close to her house, but yeah, San Diego, very prone to wildfires as well.
My daughter got an evacuation notice from her apartment complex yesterday saying that, hey, just we're warning you that this fire is about a mile and a half away from you guys, or from us here, and so you may need to evacuate. We'll keep you posted. Then the school sent out something letting them know that it had been contained, that they're going to be okay and no evacuation orders are needed. But it definitely kind of scared her. She wasn't sure what she was going to do or she was going to go. And you know, she doesn't know really anyone out there aside from her friends who are all in the same boat. And right now it's intercession, so there's not a lot of students on campus. She's kind of there with just a very minimal amount of kids right now, so she was really freaking out.
I was gonna say where your daughter lives is a huge valley, lots of trees.
Yeah. Definitely
glad she's okay.
Yeah, she's fine. Also this morning, the Grammys, they are sticking with their man Trevor Noah. He's gonna host the show for the fifth consecutive time. They announced it yesterday. The comedian, who is best known for hosting Comedy Central's The Daily Show from 2015 to 2022, he's gonna be front and center on February 2nd when the award show is broadcast live from the crypto.com arena in LA on CBS. This year's telecast is also going to raise funds to support relief efforts after wildfires devastated the Grammys hometown, like we just talked about. They say that each of the last three telecasts have improved on the last year's ratings. So they're expecting this year's to be one of the highest TV audiences since the 2020 ceremony. Last year, they joked that about the relationship between Taylor and Travis and made fun of TikTok and the Universal Music Group. Remember when they took off all the music from UMG artists?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So he said anything can happen this year. It's even crazier than it was when he last hosted. They say that they are expecting it to be a good turnout, but it's really going to be focused on relief efforts and trying to help out those people that were victims of the wildfires.
I really like Trevor Noah hosting the Grammys, but I really think someone that we need to keep an eye out is Nikki Glaser. She did amazing at the hosting the Golden Globes.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Maybe she just sticks to like the movie TV stuff and he's kind of like the music guy. I'm not sure. Like I thought she did a really good job too. She's fun, and you know, she's coming to town with David Spade, and one of my friends is like, do you have those Nikki Glaser tickets? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, who else is with him? I was like, oh man, that's messed up.
That's a twist. Usually yeah. It's like David Spade is more
known. Yeah, but she's kind of jumping ahead and becoming the star here. Finally, this morning, it can be tough working the drive-through of any place. And the last thing you should be worried about is getting attacked by an animal. But this happened January 10th in Alabama. Police were called to a Starbucks because someone's pet monkey had jumped from its owner's car into the drive-thru window and it started attacking an employee. So this was a night monkey. I'm not really understanding like different kinds of monkeys, but they look like they're the ones with the really big eyes. And have you guys ever seen the night monkey?
Oh yeah, this with the small little face but the
big
eyes.
Yeah. So it was one of those, and the employee said she had never interacted with this customer before. She didn't know her, so she said as soon as the woman lowered her window, this monkey jumps out of the car and starts gnawing on her hand. Then it climbed up her arm and started biting her ear. They were only able to stop the attack when one of the other employees grabbed the monkey and then threw it back out the window.
Poor barista. I'm looking at the pictures. It must be from like their security surveillance camera at Starbucks, but I see the monkey out, and it's like, please, if you have a pet, either put them in a seatbelt or secure them, because these things happen. A dog could jump out, but a pet monkey monkey? I didn't expect that one.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So the monkey's owner did come inside to check on the employee, but she wouldn't leave her name or information. So that employee had to go to the hospital, got stitches and vaccinations. They finally identified the monkey's owner. Her name is Tammy Gardner. She said she was not going to comment to the media because she didn't want to put her monkey in any sort of danger. She's more concerned about the monkey than the person that was hurt. But she says that she had two monkeys in the vehicle that day, and the other employees say they've seen her with multiple monkeys before, wearing like costumes and diapers and stuff like that. So yeah, she's been cited for two municipal violations for not restraining the animals. Exactly like you said, put those animals in a cage or something if you are going to take them with you.
I just can't imagine being that barista. I'm like, oh, there's Tammy with the monkeys again. There she comes, coming through the drive-thru. Oh,
they need to start making like monkey cups instead of just pup cups when you go and visit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Next 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Imagine that you go to a restaurant for some barbecue sauce, or for not barbecue sauce, but just barbecue in general, and that barbecue sauce served with the meal makes you $2.8 million richer. There's a woman in Texas, and it's not a good way that she got this money. She, you've heard those stories before of people getting burned by coffee. You know, they go to McDonald's. There wasn't there a lawsuit where she went to McDonald's and the coffee burned her or something like that?
Because it was too hot. Yeah.
So this restaurant chain in Texas, it's called Bill Miller Barbecue. They just got sued because their barbecue sauce burned a woman's leg. She ordered some of their breakfast tacos, I guess, with a side of barbecue sauce. They handed it to her in a paper bag, and then she pulled over in their parking lot to eat, and the container was so hot, she dropped it. She spilled sauce all over her leg. It caused second degree burns. I guess for safety guidelines, 135 degrees is the max that you are supposed to sell stuff at temperature wise. They served it at 189 degrees.
Eesh.
What?
Just for reference, water boils at 212. So it was right there almost next to boiling. The lawsuit says she suffered physical, mental pain, impairment, disfigurement, medical expenses, lost wages. She got $2.8 million. A jury just weighed in, and they said that the restaurant was 100% negligent. Man, working in a restaurant is no joke. You have to be so careful, and if you make one mistake, it could be the matter of having your job, losing your job, having a lawsuit filed against you. If you've worked in the industry, in the restaurant industry, did you ever have a situation like that where maybe you messed up, you accidentally injured someone, or maybe you were on the receiving end of that? When I waited tables, I'll never forget. I was setting a plate down, and I must have put it down at a too much of an angle. I wasn't paying attention, and there were green beans on it, and all these green beans just fell into this lady's lap. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I put it down, and then just immediately, not thinking, I went to grab them, but they're in her lap. So I probably shouldn't be grabbing this lady's lap. So I'm like grabbing green beans out of her lap. She's like, I got it. And I don't blame her for being mad. Totally my fault. And they totally stiffed me. I got no tip after that. I felt horrible. I brought her towels, and I was just like, I got a dessert for free. I'm so sorry. You don't have to pay for that meal. And it was a disaster.
The one time I did injure myself at a restaurant was, you've been to the all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue restaurants where you cook the meat yourself on that hot plate. So I remember the tongs were sitting down on the hot plate, on the grill. I went to go reach for it, and I just reached for it way too far in that I burned the side of my pinky grabbing that. I didn't report it to the restaurant. I mean, that was my fault. But man, I will never forget that. Now, James does all the cooking.
Yeah, you've learned your lesson.
Yeah.
702-364-9400. Have you ever injured someone at a restaurant working, or maybe you were on the receiving end of it? Rebecca, good morning. What happened to you?
So this actually happened to my mom, but we were at a Schmacaroni Grill, and this server had cleared an entire table of plates and then dropped like 30 plates on my mom.
On your mom?
Yeah, and it hurt her neck, it hurt her shoulder. They talked to a lawyer, but my mom was a stay-at-home mom, so they didn't really think they'd get much money out of like lost wages, and my parents didn't sue Macaroni Grill.
Wow.
No, I wonder if she went.
I also wasn't there, or I would have flipped my brain on a waiter.
I don't blame you. That's crazy. Did they offer them anything? I mean, did they have to pay or anything?
I hope they didn't pay, but they were with my sister's entire soccer team, so it would have been a very large bill to comp.
Well, I mean, think about what the lawsuit would have been.
Yeah,
totally. That is crazy. Thank you so much, Rebecca. Let's talk to Allison. Allison, good morning. Did you were you on the receiving end of an injury at a restaurant?
No, but it could have been a huge potential lawsuit. It was my first job ever. I was working at a McDonald's and I was closing. And one of the other employees at the end of the night's like, hey, will you grab me a chocolate milkshake before we shut down the machine and empty it and clean it for the night? So I did. And I happened to like sneak a sip before. And I'm like, man, this thing tastes weird. And the other employee tasted, he's like, there's something wrong with this. Brought it to the manager. Long story short, a disgruntled employee had come in earlier in the morning and dumped a bottle of rum in the mix at the bottom of the machine, and we were serving it all day.
Oh, my
God.
Spiked milkshakes at McDonald's?
That sounds like one of my parties.
That sounds like something that they need to put on the menu, for real, though.
No wonder the milkshakes are always broke in the machines.
Allison, did anyone come back and complain?
No. No, I bet you, if anything, a parent probably was like, hey, my kid took a good nap that day.
Yeah, no kidding. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We've made some changes to the show, and we have a spot for a new show member. And yesterday I was doing a couple of interviews, and I was talking to a guy, real nice guy, and he was telling me about the last time he was in Vegas. And here's the thing. When you come to Vegas, there are certain things to do, and there are certain things not to do. And he was telling me how when he came here, he was staying at Caesar's Palace, and I was like, oh, cool, that's a great hotel. He's like, yeah, we were going to a show at Mandalay Bay, and I could see it from our hotel, so we figured we would just walk there.
Not
go from Caesar's Palace? He goes, yeah, that was probably a mistake. I'm like, yeah, did you make it? He goes, no, we ended up calling an Uber after we passed the Bellagio.
That's right next door.
I know. I was like, so you made it one block. And it's just, there's certain things that you should do and certain things not to do in Vegas. And Creative Travel Guide put out a list of 50 things not to do in Vegas. And that was literally number one on the list. Do not underestimate the distance. They say the hotels are so massive. So walking from one hotel to another can be a task, especially in the height of summer. Underestimating the distances is one of the most important things not to do in Vegas.
Oh my, I think we could add so much more to this list of things not to do when you come to visit. For me, I think bottle service is way overpriced. I mean, spending thousands and thousands of dollars just for a seat and a bottle I can grab at the liquor store for $30. I think bottle service is a waste of time here in Las Vegas.
But if you're going to a club, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I've never done bottle service at a club before. If the drinks are like $40 a piece, does it make more sense for you and your friends to go all in together on a bottle, even though it is ridiculously priced? And that way you have a spot to sit. Is that the way to go? Or do you just, is it like, just don't even bother going?
Well, for Jay, what do you think? Because I know you've had your fair share of bottle services.
Well, because when you get bottle service, basically you're getting one drink each.
Is that all it boils down to?
Yeah, it really comes down to that. Because when I had bottle service with some friends, when they came into town, and I'm like, only got one drink out of this bottle. Each of us is like seven of us. And each of us got one drink.
Those are heavy pours, though. I mean,
you've seen
seven people drinking out of one bottle. Seems like that should last you a little bit longer. Let's talk. What's something you should not do when you come to Vegas? 702-364-9400. Hey, Corinne, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. So, based on personal experience, don't get those large, tall drinks from like Fat Tuesday. They're expensive and they cause a really bad hangover.
Oh yeah, those are huge, and brain freeze too.
Yeah,
don't forget about the brain freeze.
I used to get Fat Tuesdays all the time visiting Vegas, and those things, like, you could put around your neck. You could add double shots to them too, and they're hard to finish. I don't recommend those.
Yeah, they melt before you can even get to the bottom, and you look kind of cheesy with, especially the yardstick ones with they have like a lanyard attached to them.
Yeah.
So you can just let your drink hang from your neck. It's an immediate sign that you are a tourist, because no one that lives here would ever do something like that. Some of the other ones on this list: don't gamble too much. That's a given. Don't rent a car. Oh no, don't not rent a car. They say that's the biggest mistake that you can make when you go to Vegas, is you should be renting a car. That way you're not just relegated to the Strip. You can go to other places off of the Strip.
Be careful when you're taking pictures with Mickey and Minnie on the Strip.
Oh.
Because they might be asking you for some money.
They will. 100%.
Have you seen the video online where there's a guy in a Minnie costume and his head's off and is smoking a cigarette?
And he's, and they're like harassing people who don't pay them. Yes. I saw one with these two girls that dressed up like showgirls, and someone took a picture and she started like going after and beating up the guy because he didn't pay her. She asked for $100 for the picture.
$100
for $100.
Anywhere that you don't recommend going when people visit Vegas, J-Love?
Well, my buddies, they come to town. They want to go to a strip joint. I'm like, guys, why you want to go to a strip joint? You're going to smell like perfume. You're going to have glitter all over your face. They're going to charge you like $25 for a beer. I mean, why go there? And then you got to explain to your bank, why do you have the champagne room from your ATM fees? I'm like, come on, dude. It's like $10 for a fee to get money out. Heck no.
That sounds like after, like, when my kids were little, I play with them. I smell like perfume. I'm covered in glitter. Like, it was like the except no bottle service there at that. No champagne room. All right, it is time to win. Time to get you tickets to see Sheryl Crow with Heads Up. She is coming to town. It was just announced yesterday. She'll be at the Chelsea one night only at the Cosmopolitan on June 7th. And your tickets right now with Heads Up. All you have to do is pick your category and pick your partner. You don't get to pick your partner. It's me. And you get to win these tickets if you get six answers in 60 seconds. So caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Alisa is caller 20.
Yes.
You ready to do this, Alisa?
I am. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm excited for you. We have these Sheryl Crow tickets. She just announced she's doing one show here in Vegas at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan in June. Your tickets when you win Heads Up. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Blue's Clues, Wicked Witch, or On the Record?
Let's do Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues, yeah. It is. Okay, Blue Monday was on Monday. That's like supposed to be the saddest day of the year. So these are all things, characters that are blue, okay?
Okay.
Okay, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay, Alisa and Mercedes, your 60 seconds. It starts now.
You look up and you see this when you're outside?
Sky.
Yes. The Pacific, the Atlantic, types of...
Ocean.
Yes. This is a cartoon for kids. It's about an Australian cattle dog.
Louie.
Yes. This is... she sings Let It Go in Frozen.
Elsa.
Yes. This is... these can be clear, but they all also can be blue. You put it on your... in your ring. It's this kind of a ring.
A diamond?
Yes. She was a character on X-Men, and she was all blue.
Pass.
This is a type of bird, and the color is in its name.
A blue jay?
Yes!
Yes!
Wow.
Wow.
Alisa, nice job. Congratulations. You've got him. Just win him before you can buy him tickets to see Sheryl Crow when she comes to town in June over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you for listening. And we'll have more of these tickets for you to win tomorrow morning with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
A lot of people love to drive, but no one wants to be stuck in traffic. And not only does it make us late, but it tests our tempers. It's bad for our budget. A research shows that the average driver spends 43 hours sitting in traffic in 2024. It cost them around $771. And some parts of the country have it way worse than others. Wallet Hub came out with their list of the best and worst places to drive. So they compared things like rush hour traffic, gas prices, stuff like that. How expensive is it to own a car there? Kansas is the best state to drive in.
Really?
I feel like no one's on the road there. That's probably why it's the best. You know,
who wants to live in Kansas anyway?
Well, just a bunch of happy Midwestern people living life. You know, they're fine. And Idaho is number two, followed by Indiana, Iowa, and Oklahoma. All of those states to me scream very rural. So right. I don't think like tons of traffic or anything like that. When it comes to the worst states to drive in, though. Like, what would you say?
California, number one.
It's not number one. I was surprised. It's only number six.
Is Hawaii on that list?
Hawaii is number one.
Really? It's small. Yeah. It's an island. Yeah.
Small roads. Yeah.
Washington is number two, followed by Montana, New Hampshire, and Colorado. Nevada is in the top 10, though, on the worst states to drive in. We are right up there. And I agree. It's getting worse and worse to drive here. It used to be like 20 minutes I can get anywhere. And now, the stuff going on here at the 215 in Decatur.
Oh my God.
It is the worst.
That's my daily nightmare, Mercedes. I don't know when that thing's going to be done. I think in a week or so, they say.
Yeah, like two lanes are completely shut down. Ugh. So you just sit and sit. It is terrible.
I thought I had hope one day for a Nevada driver. I was driving and there was this really, really nice driver and kind of like let me cut in and just was like, go, go, go. You could see their body language. I'm like, wow, I actually ran into a nice Nevada driver. Looked at their plates. Idaho.
See, they're loving life, you know. They probably never experienced this, so this is something new for them. Also this morning, the price of Netflix is going up for the first time since October of 2023, which doesn't seem that long ago to me, but even the ad-supported plan is being increased from $6.99 to $7.99, and then your ad-free tier is jumping from $15.49 to $17.99. That's the standard one. And then the premium one, $22.99 to $24.99. So it's just a couple of bucks, but still the fact that it's going up and they've been having like some of the best like streaming numbers that they've ever seen. So of course they're going to raise the price of the platform.
Didn't Netflix say that you weren't able to, like if you're in one household and another household, that the other household can't watch it for some reason? I'm not experiencing.
You have to pay extra for that.
I'm not experiencing those issues, or maybe because I'm on my mom's Netflix account. I don't live in the same town as her. And she said, hey, supposedly this is taking an effect, but she's paying the same price. I live in Vegas. She lives in California, and we're able to stream under the same account.
I think as long as you have logged on to the Wi-Fi where she is at, that you're okay. Have you done that?
Not on my TV?
But maybe like on an iPad or something, a connected device. I'm not sure how that works. But yeah, I remember them saying that they were going to do that.
And is Sophie under the same plan with you guys?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. There's a movie I saw on Netflix over the holidays, and it was probably the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Have you guys seen the movie Dear Santa with Jack Black?
No.
Okay. So it just got nominated for a Razzie. He got nominated. Let me explain the premise of this movie. Did anyone else see this? It's about this kid and he's dyslexic. Okay. And he writes a letter to Santa, but since he's dyslexic, he accidentally spelled it to Satan. So Satan gets this letter from this kid.
And Satan comes to visit him and grant him his wishes. But the kid doesn't know it's Satan. The kid thinks it's Santa. It was the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen. I can't believe I kept watching it. I'm like, this poor kid has no idea he brought up Santa or Satan, who's pretending to be Santa. It was the worst thing I've ever seen on Netflix.
Okay, wait, is Satan in the movie like really nice, or what is Satan like?
He's like bad Santa. He's like, hey, kid, what do you want if you do this? And he takes him to a Post Malone concert. He really is at a Post Malone concert. Post Malone is in the movie, you guys.
No way.
The Post Malone. I was just like, what is happening? It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But at the same time, I could not tear my eyes away from it. I was like, what's going to happen in this movie?
It's one of those movies, it's so bad, it's good.
I'm going to have to pop an edible and watch that.
You should. Seriously. Ramon, you watch all the movies. Did you watch that one by chance? Did you see Dear Santa?
Dear Santa.
Started it, and then it became background noise fairly quickly.
Oh, man. You had to stick with it till you get to the Post Malone part. That was the best part. Anyone else see it?
It was
insane. All right. Finally, this morning, everybody was talking about this yesterday. Justin Bieber unfollowed his wife, Hailey, on Instagram, and people are like, oh, no, they're breaking up. There's trouble in paradise. Well, Justin Bieber has spoken out. He clarified the recent activity on IG and said that someone went onto his account and unfollowed his wife. He posted that, and then he quickly refollowed her. He ended up deleting that post. But earlier in the week, he was singing her praises, calling her the greatest woman he has ever known. And so they've been married since 2018, just had a baby in August of last year. But for anyone worried about the unfollow, there's a lot of shady stuff going on Instagram right now. Can I just say?
Mm-hmm.
Were any of you guys following people that you didn't follow before?
You pointed something out to me yesterday, and I said, absolutely not. Why am I following this person that's it's basically Instagram is making us follow people without our consent.
Yeah, it was a very weird day yesterday. I was like, oh, really?
I think I unfollowed like 15 people yesterday. I'm like, where the hell did these people come from?
Oh, no wonder you're not following me anymore, Jay.
Yeah, I know. You're on the list. All right. We have a lot coming up this morning. Details on how you can win $5,000 a day. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I told you guys how I was using mouth tape at night to sleep, and yes, it's like been this holy grail to me. I'm serious. Like, this mouth tape I use, it's you can breathe through it. You really can. And you put it on your mouth at night, and it like keeps your mouth closed all night. It is good for your oral health. It is good for your jawline. If you have problems with snoring or, you know, just sleeping with your mouth open, it prevents that. It's like been amazing. I love it. So I must be on Beauty Hack TikTok right now. So a couple days after I start talking about this mouth tape stuff that I've been using, I see all these ladies talking about the Holy Grail. Never get Botox again. Thanks to this. And I'm like, what? Never get Botox again. Okay. Well, you got me interested now. They're like, it's silicone scar tape. And I'm like, what? So I'm watching these ladies, and they get the silicone scar tape. Like, when you have a surgery, you put this tape on your scars and it makes the scars go away faster. It heals them, basically. Women are using this scar tape on their face, and it's preventing wrinkles and it's aiding in the wrinkles. And I'm looking at people's before and afters, and it's insane. So, of course, I'm influenced, and I buy it, and it gets to the house, and I start taping my face at night. So I literally look like that character tape face. I look like that guy. So I taped it. I put the silicone scar tape on my forehead, and then I put two pieces right next to my nose, you know, and then I have my mouth tape. And Matt looked at me last night. He goes, oh, my God.
That's hot. Oh, yeah, that's sexy.
He's like, wow. But this morning I go and I take it all off. I pull it, and it was like so plump and refreshed. Has anyone tried that, or is there a beauty hack that you like swear by? This actually works. 702-364-9400. I noticed a distinct difference this morning. And the reason it works is because it like traps the moisture in those areas. And so it just, it keeps it more hydrated and therefore helps prevent wrinkles, and it helps treat, if you have wrinkles, makes them more plump. It's really crazy.
I'm looking at the pictures of silicone tape. It's like some of them look like bandages, like you said.
Yeah.
And then you just use it, you just cut it off and use it as regular tape and you put it on. Is that how it works, or is there different sizes?
There's like different, I cut a piece, like I put a full piece on my forehead and then I cut one piece and made it into two to put on like next to my nose. And the thing is like you can clean it and reuse it. Mm. Like it's not a one and done. It's really crazy. The stuff people come up with, like someone had to try that for the first time.
Yeah.
Someone had thought, oh yeah, I have this scar tape for my scar, but I'm going to try putting it just on my forehead and see what the outcome is. And they liked it.
Is there chemicals in it or like?
No, it just holds it in the moisture and it's soft to the touch. Oh. It's really bizarre. Do you do anything weird, like a beauty hack type thing?
I do. And I've been going to the same hairstylist as you, Mercedes, and I actually brought this up to her. And she said, oh my God, I didn't even think to do that. That's really smart. And it's, instead of dry shampoo, I'm not really a huge fan of dry shampoo. It leaves like white powder, yeah, you know, all that stuff. So I found out that the same thing that takes out oil from your hair is micellar water. The water that you could do.
I've seen that, to take off makeup and stuff.
Exactly. So I've gotten micellar water, gotten a little con pad, and I'll go through the roots of my hair and I'll just start putting the micellar water onto like my oily parts of my head. The one downside to it is obviously it's water. It's wet. You do got to blow dry.
Yeah.
But I can save in between washes, so I'm not washing my hair as often.
And I've seen people put it like in a spray bottle and spray it onto their hair instead. I've seen that.
I've never thought of that. Now that it reminds me, I have a spray bottle at home. I'll start doing that, because straight up onto a cotton pad, it's just too thick.
Yeah, it's really wet, I bet.
Yeah, that's one of the things I use. Jay?
I don't know if this is a beauty hack, but I do the manly trifecta. I do the facials, the pedicures, and the manicures, because I don't want my wife trading me in for a newer model. Seriously.
Yeah.
I gotta look good, man.
Yeah, well, you don't have to. You can do those trifecta. That'll keep you looking good. Just don't tape your face and don't try the micellar water. You don't have the hair to worry about that.
Yeah, your bald head won't be able to
absorb. Maybe on your face.
Yes.
It's Mix 94.1.